Then Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. So they were filled. And the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Today's gospel, well, it paints a lovely picture of the life of the faithful Christian, the joy of a local congregation of 5,000, and the childlike innocence of the whole Christian church. The Christian, the local congregation, and the whole church on earth live, breathe, and have their being in Jesus, his word, and the gifts his word gives. So you, as children, trust that God the Father will always give you what you need to support this body and life. And as children, you live in faith, knowing that God the Father sent his Son, Jesus, your brother, to suffer, die, and rise for you, to save you eternally. So in Christ's shed blood, your sins are atoned for, your unrighteousness is covered, and your death is overcome. This blood washed over you in baptism and is given to you to drink in the supper. And thus you are set free from the curse of sin, and your conscience is unbounded, which makes you like a child. And like a child, you are free to go wherever God the Spirit leads, trusting and faithful, always provided for, content, and at peace. That's the case for most of the 5,000 on that day, who were living quite contentedly to hear, receive, and remain with Jesus wherever and whenever he appears. But some people want to live in something other than the peace and joy that Christ gives. Some Christians try to live outside of Jesus' word and sacrament ministry, thinking that they can be Christians without Christ's church. As branches once grafted onto the vine, without the ongoing nourishment of Jesus' blood coursing through their veins, their faith will wither and die like a branch separated from that vine. Instead, today's gospel reminds us all that we go where Jesus is. We receive the food that he gives, and thereby we are strengthened, encouraged, and kept in the faith today and always. But again, some people want to live in something other than the peace and joy that Christ gives. In particular, I'd like you to consider today those who serve in the church in vocations of pastor or teacher or lay leader. These are often burdened by fear and worry, despair and discontentment. They know the promises of God, and yet they also doubt them. Caught up in the day-to-day mechanics of a local Christian congregation, these who serve in vocations in the church are prone to think that the church is theirs to build, and to grow, and to support. And where they see what they consider failure, well, then it's their fault. Now, in one sense, these church vocations and those who serve in them are right. But, of course, that responsibility to care for the congregation that, well, Christ has given you is given to everyone attached who have attached themselves to this pulpit and this altar. All of us, as the scriptures testify, are priests and instrumentally used by the Spirit to provide care and support for his work here. It's not the church worker's responsibility alone. So in another sense, the worker then takes too much responsibility for the local parish. This is Christ's church. It's his responsibility. And it's his gift to you and to me, and a gift that he promises to preserve and maintain. So today, pray for me and for your teachers and administrator and your lay leaders, that God give all of us faith to trust in him, no matter what tests, trials, or crosses he puts on us, so that we can, as well, return to childlike faith, trusting in him. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing the great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. There, Philip is the prototypical church worker, whose conception of God, what he can do, and even his care for the church, is far too small. He is enslaved to his own reason and practicality. He thinks only about budgets and cash flow and the demographics and the scale and the long-term viability. It's his job, after all. He is one of the disciples. But being caught up in all these things, he fails to remember that he already has the one thing needful. He's standing right in front of him, Jesus. But not just Philip, but Simon Peter's brother, too. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many?" What are they among so many? Again, doubting the Lord's providential gifts. Whether in a time of abundant need, with 5,000 before them, or in a time of great poverty, where only a few people are left, or anything in between, the doubt of Andrew and Philip is the thinking of the church, its care and its longevity. Well, they think it's their care, their exclusive responsibility. Yes, they'll pray to Jesus for help, but ultimately it's their job, or so they think. So even having Jesus, they are still held captive by their thoughts of scarcity and poverty and weakness and need. But they and we have Jesus, who made the heavens and the earth. They and we have Jesus, who fed his people miraculously with manna and quail for 40 years in the wilderness. They and we have Jesus, who never leaves nor forsakes them, even when they doubt him and despair of his providence, or think he's even abandoned them. That's the history of Israel and of Israel's capital, Jerusalem, which is a type of Christ's church. And the history of Israel demonstrates God, the Holy Trinity's steadfast loving kindness, unending patience, extraordinary grace, and compassionate mercy. They and we can't know what tomorrow will bring, and even if they did, they wouldn't believe it. Remember how he repeatedly said, "You know that the Son of Man must suffer, be crucified and died, and on the third day rise from the dead." Jesus can't have them living in desperation, thinking always about tomorrow or about their need, but he would have them live in his word and his gifts, trusting him to do everything necessary to give, preserve, and keep his church, both body and eternal life. So again, Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." There was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise the fish, as much as they wanted. And so they were filled. Then he said to his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost." And they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of 5 barley loaves, which were left over by those who had eaten. Then those men, those church workers, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world." And so Jesus gives to us in today's gospel a lovely picture of the life of the faithful Christian, the joy of a local congregation gathered around Jesus and his gifts. Indeed, the childlike innocence of following Jesus wherever he leads. The Christian, the congregation, and the whole church on earth live, breathe, and have their whole being in Jesus, his word, and his gifts. And you, as children, trust that God the Father will always give you what you need to support this body and life, trusting especially that he will give you to live in faith, knowing God the Father has sent his Son Jesus already to suffer, die, and rise for you, death defeated, sins forgiven, conscience at peace. So may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank you for listening to this podcast from St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church, Sherman Center, in Random Lake, Wisconsin. If this podcast is of benefit to you, please consider supporting the work of St. John by visiting stjohnrandomlake.org, that's stjohnrandomlake.org/support, and give today.